Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
The latest Elon University poll finds that President Trump's approval rating remains low among North Carolina voters, who also want Trump to work more with Democrats in Congress to get things done. Joining us now with the details and more about what's on voters' minds is poll director Jason Husser. Well, thanks for being back with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
It's great to be here.
Let's talk about the latest Elon University survey. A lot of interesting topics, and I guess the one a lot of people would be interested in right off the bat is what folks in North Carolina or what voters think of our president.
We've been tracking the president's approval since he first took office in January. So we recently asked, do you approve or disapprove of the way Donald Trump is handling his job as president? We found that only 34.4% of North Carolina voters do approve of the president, whereas 58% disapprove. This tends to track national patterns in which his approval has gone down over the summer. And we polled at a particularly difficult week for the president following sort of worries about North Korea, disasters in Puerto Rico, failure of Republicans to pass health care repeal. My guess is the president may bound back up pretty quickly from 34% to closer to 38 or 39.
And the demographics, were there any surprises in how his support or his opposition break down?
The narrative about the president's approval has long been that while he has lost Democrats and many independents, he still has rock-solid support within his own party. We found that true only to a degree. We found 75% of Republicans said they approve of the president. However, 13% disapprove and 11% say don't know. And that to me shows that while he does have a base of support that probably will not waver, there's still about a quarter of the Republican Party that's fairly unsure about the president's behavior right now.
And speaking of his behavior, I thought it was a really interesting question about what voters in North Carolina believe he should do in terms of working with Democrats.
We asked the question, should President Trump make deals with Democrats to pass legislation, even if it means working against many Republicans in his own party? We asked this question because he had made a deal about the debt ceiling, and he's also talked about deals for Dreamers as well as other potential contentious gridlock kind of issues. Overall, voters want to see the president make deals across party lines. 75% of North Carolina voters said yes, the president should make deals. Only 12% said no.
Let's talk about the DACA and the Dreamers, which you mentioned as one of the sort of lightning rod issues. What do people in North Carolina think should happen to these young people who were brought over here as undocumented immigrants?
It was difficult to come up with a good question about Dreamers or DACA because we don't really know what the next step for legislation is going to be. So we kept this question pretty generic. We asked, should President Trump support legislation to grant legal status to the children of undocumented immigrants? 63% said yes, 22% said no, 15% said don't know. Democrats overall were very supportive of the president supporting this kind of legislation. 84% wanted that. Republicans, though, were split pretty evenly. 39% said yes, 39% said no, 21% said don't know. To me, that suggests that the decisions and the sort of language that comes from our Republican leaders within North Carolina, Tillis and Burr in particular, could greatly shape how Republicans think about any type of deal for Dreamers.
You mentioned this poll was taken with the, I guess, the failure of the or the debate about the last version of the bill to replace, repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. You actually asked folks in North Carolina voters what they thought of Obamacare.
Yes, we asked if they supported Republican efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare. This was not that surprising in terms of the partisan breakup. Overall, voters are split. 44% support Republicans' efforts to repeal, 48% oppose, and it fell along party lines almost exactly as you would expect. 12% of Democrats supported Republican efforts, but 87% of Republicans wanted Republicans to repeal it. Independents, though, are divided almost evenly, 44% support, 46% oppose.
It does seem like, though, not too many years ago, the Affordable Care Act was fairly unpopular in North Carolina.
Yes, to me, this suggests that the Affordable Care Act has gone up in popularity in some degree, that you still see 48% opposing Republican efforts. I think if we had asked that same question a couple years back, we would have seen more like 60% supporting Republican efforts. So I think support has gone up.
One final national issue, and then a couple about North Carolina. One is the President Trump, who repeatedly has been tweeting about NFL players protesting during the national anthem. What do folks in North Carolina think about that?
30% agreed with the president that players should be fired. 63% disagreed with the president. This also had some pretty big racial disparities. So only 2% of African Americans we talked to agreed that the players should be fired. However, 41% of whites agreed. We also saw a similar pattern in terms of partisanship. 44% of Democrats agreed that NFL players should be fired if they protest. However, 65% of Republicans wanted those players fired.
A couple North Carolina issues before we let you go. One is the ongoing controversy about what to do with Confederate monuments. Tell us about your findings on that.
We asked a question that one could sort of quibble with the wording, but this is the one we wound up with, which was, do you think Confederate monuments on government property should be taken down or remain in place? 29% said taken down, 59% said remain in place. The overall voters don't want to see these monuments taken down. However, if we had asked this question about should they be taken down and moved to a museum or remain in place, we probably would have seen slightly higher levels of folks saying taken down than we got. And so in the future, we're probably going to ask about other alternatives for the monuments other than just taking them down.
And finally, an issue that's very big on our coast and comes after what has been a horrific hurricane season, climate change and coastal communities. Tell us what people think about this controversial issue.
In April, right before hurricane season was really on people's minds, we asked the question, how likely is climate change, also known as global warming, to negatively impact the coastal communities in North Carolina within the next 50 years? We decided to ask that question again because there's been obviously a very active hurricane season. Many scientists think that that's probably connected to climate change in some capacity. So what we found were almost the same results we found back in April. 47% said very likely, 29% said somewhat likely, 18% said not at all likely. This does suggest to me that voters in North Carolina at least are at least coming around to accepting that climate change is going to have an impact. And then the question will be, so how much governmental intervention is required to deal with that impact?
Well, fascinating numbers as always, and we appreciate you being with us. Thanks for your time.
Great to be here.
Up next, a new report on the lost decade of higher education funding. Stay with us.